So in Parashas Yisro, we had the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and the Torah was given.
Yeah.
And the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Peches 88 saying, Kofen alav har kegigas. They tilted the barrel, the mound over the people's head and said, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, here will be your burial. Wow. Some choice. Wow. So the Gemara said, but it's under duress, it doesn't count. Yeah. So he said, don't worry, kimu v'kibwu, they accepted the Torah out of ava, out of love, during the time of Purim. Yeah. We accepted more mitzvot, and therefore it's okay. So we see in last week, so the Jewish people accepted the Torah, the ratzon, or they were forced into it. Mm-hmm. There you have to, God tilted the mound over the head. And this week we read, Nasa v'nishma, the Jews said, we will do and we will listen. In other words, they volunteered. They volunteered for it. So how do we reconcile? From the Gemara in Shabbos, we see they were forced. And from here we see they took it on their own. So it's a Medrash Tanchuma they bring down is, there's a difference. We know there are two Torahs. The Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebaal Peh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. So on the written Torah, they said, Nasa v'nishma, we will do and we will listen. But on the oral law, which is much more difficult, so that they had to be in kofrim of harakiki, that they had to be voluntold, as we say. Uh-huh. Not volunteer, but the voluntold. And in fact, we find this issue of Torah Shebaal Peh, we find in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Jewish people the Mishnah Torah, which is the fifth book. We know the first four books. Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzir, the book of creation. Shmos is the book of exile and redemption. Vayikra is the book of Leviticus sacrifices, Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar is Numbers, and five is Mishnah Torah, summary. So Moshe taught the Torah in Mishnah Torah, which we explain as the Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Torah Shebiksav. So the question is, when did he teach it? So the Torah tells us on the 11th, I think it says on the 11th month of the year, which is what month? Shvat, the month of Shvat. And it says, Bi'echaran, so Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So it's interesting because we just celebrated Tu B'Shvat not too long ago, last week or so. And there's a Rav Asher Weiss quotes a minig in Worms, or it wasn't called. Bless you.
Thank you.
It wasn't called Worms then, but they call it now. Yeah. That they gave a minig on Tu B'Shvat to give them off from yeshiva. They closed up the yeshiva for the day. Why? So the Avnei Nezer, others explain, and Rav Asher Weiss, because it was a time for your own chidushim. It's a time all year round you go, like this, like we're compared to the peros asada, just like the peros, the sap in the tree is growing, so too our chidushay Torah is going to grow. So that's what in the Chasiyah Shesvarim, the Avnei Nezer, as others explain. So we see that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Moshe gave the Torah Shebaal Peh. It fits in. The only problem is, it fits in according to Shammai, because there's the debate in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, when is considered the new year for trees? Well, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, we know when it is. But what is the new year for trees? So Shammai says the first of Shvat, and Hillel says the 14th of Shvat. So the question is the 15th of Shvat. So 9 and 6. So the question is, it fits in well with but we paskin, we observe Tu B'Shvat on the 15th day. So it fits in well with Shammai, but doesn't fit well with Hillel. Yeah. Okay, go on.